When doing the Amor Prohibido album, all I knew before even starting the album is that Entra Mi Mundo had done incredibly well. Como La Flor, as it's gone down in history now, has been a huge hit. And where almost every race, from Cubans to Puerto Ricans, everybody knows Como La Flor. And so when coming up with Amor Prohibido, it was a little bit difficult, like any album, following up an album that's a great success. It's hard. You can't really do a Como La Flor 2 or Carcacha 2. So I believe Amor Prohibido was a step up for Selena. It was a more mature sound and more versatile album. You had your more experimental songs like the Tecno Cumbia. You had Chico del Apartamento 512, which was, a little Colombian, I can't even say vallenato, but a Colombian style cumbia. And then you had Si Una Vez, which was a mariachi fusion with cumbia. So I believe that in order for Selena to reach different audiences and farther, I had to make the music more, more chic, a little more cooler, more acceptable to other countries. My favorite song on the album, looking back now, when you work and you put albums together and you put music together, you as a producer songwriter, you just put the song together and then you just kind of chunk it behind you. It becomes a hit, and you try to move on to keep going forward. But I have to say, one of my favorite songs on the album, actually, I didn't even write, but was Fotos y Recuerdos, which I was short for some material on the album. I had written a lot and was nearly having a nervous breakdown in doing the album. I was coming from the airport. I think I flew in from New York or somewhere, and Back on the Chain Gang came out on the radio. And magically, I said, "Man, I said to myself, that would make a great cumbia if we did it in Spanish." And it came to be, and was a very big success for Selena. And it's one of my favorite songs on the album, or my favorite song on the album. I had spent a while preparing the next album for Selena. I always felt it very important to keep the music fresh and to keep it moving forward. I start working on concepts and ideas already for the next project, but it's kind of hard. The music industry is constantly changing. Every 3 months, you got new producers, new cats coming out on the market, and the sound is constantly changing, and the industry is constantly moving and shifting. So I really don't recall how long it took me to put Amor Prohibido together, but I do remember that it did take me 2 weeks worth of work in the studio with the Dinos and with Selena getting everything together. I'd honestly say probably about 6 months at my best recollection. I can't say that. I mean, I believe that Selena's music was very experimental. If you bought a Selena album, especially Amor Prohibido, you're going to hear at 50% of the songs are experimental. It's never been done before. As far as, like, let's say your Si Una Vez with mariachi with cumbia, the mix, or your Tecno Cumbias, where she was rapping on the Tecno Cumbia, which had never, been done, or singing R&B, blues, and just being real, real funky. I never at any point, not even with Como La Flor or Entra Mi Mundo, had imagined that the music would go where it was going to go. I just believe that with Selena and Dad, Suzette, myself, with the whole family, it was just a great running machine. We had all the chips, and all the motor pieces to make a great motor. And Selena was the most important part. She was the engine of the motor, and us just gears and just mechanisms to help the motor go. But for me, I never sat back and said, "Oh, this album's going to be a great." I guess I'm my worst critic, in the sense that Selena would love something and I'd go, "Oh, you think it's going to work?" And she'd go, "Yeah, I think it's going to work." So if she gave me the okay and gave me the green light and it was cool with her, then I felt pretty confident about it. I think a song that really, the first song that comes to mind is Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb. Because, it was the first time a song like that had ever been done. And it was kind of a little scary, you know. I put it together. Selena, it was Selena's song. She wrote it along with Pete Asudillo. And I kind of just got up in the mix and put the music together for them. And I was real surprised, you know. But what I can remember from the album is the company couldn't pick the first single. And for me, I wanted Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb to be the first single. And Selena, I believe, wanted Amor Prohibido, and the company wanted Amor Prohibido. But I actually was fighting to get Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb out as the first single, because I really liked, after the song was finished, I really dug it a lot. And now we can look back and see that it was a huge success for Selena y Los Dinos. But I wanted for Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb to be the first single, but unfortunately, the company went with Amor Prohibido. And for me, either way. But that's the kind of system we had, to where Selena supported anything that I'd done or anything that my dad done or Susie, and we supported her. You know, it was never a contest to see who was going to get the first single or anything. We just wanted to get the job done. One more thing that we could talk about Amor Prohibido is when we were recording No Me Queda Más. She recorded the song. I think she'd done it in like 4 takes, and I wanted her to do it again. And she got mad at me. She told me she wasn't gonna sing it again. She said, "I've already had it. You know, as a matter of fact, I've had it with you and this whole studio, and I'm ready to get out of here." And she didn't throw a little fit. We don't want to say throw a little fit, but she said, "You know what? I'm gonna go to the mall and I'm gonna head out. So, what you got there is what you got there." And now looking back on No Me Queda Más. She really did a beautiful job of singing the song, and it's got so much passion and so much. She interpreted the song so well, and that's No Me Queda Más has become a classic, and that's what I can remember from one of the most beautiful memories I have of Amor Prohibido.
El disco Amor Prohibido, a mí la canción más favorita, la que me gusta más de todas es No Me Queda Más. Recuerdo cuando filmamos el video para esta canción, fue en San Antonio, en la estación de tren de San Antonio's Train Station. Ahí mismo, en este lugar, se filmó en la película de Selena cuando estaban haciendo el fashion show. Naturalmente, también la canción Biri Biri Bam Bam me gusta mucho. Yo creo que esas son las dos canciones que me gustan más de. Pero quiero mencionar, ¿verdad?, que en este álbum, Amor Prohibido, todas las canciones fueron hits.
Amor Prohibido was a very good album for us. It was, I believe, the album that had the most cumbias on it. This was a very fun album. A lot of these cumbias that are on it, especially Amor Prohibido, was one of my favorites. But the song that sticks out the most for me, there's two of them actually. It's No Me Queda Más, which is a slow romantic song that's just gorgeous. I believe Ricky wrote it, and it's a very nice ballad type of song. And I think that the video that we shot in San Antonio, Texas at a train station, and they converted it into the set for the video. The funny thing about it was that I believe the dress that Selena wore for the scene in the video was the one that she had won the Grammy earlier that year. So it was, you know, double special. She had gained a couple of pounds. It fit a little tighter than what she wanted, but she got it on, and I thought she looked gorgeous. And it was a very long shoot. I remember that. The No Me Queda Más video was a very long shoot, but I think it turned out really nice. The other song that I really, really liked was a Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb, which it appeals to different age groups, but I think a lot of children like that song. And, you know, that was written by Selena. Actually, it started off, Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb started off as a, you know, us messing around on the stage. Actually, it was like little bitty bubbles and swim, swim, swim or something like that. And every time we would practice or do sound check before a show, we would mark timing and we start like doing this little lick, and everybody started putting their own little piece, and Selena started off singing, you know, Little Bitty Bubbles. And then, I don't know, just after a while, it turned into a song, and then she sat down and wrote lyrics for it, and it turned into Bitty Bitty Bum Bum. Well, on this particular album, we were feeling pretty secure in our sound. Our performances were very tight. We felt good coming in to record the album. I don't know if this goes for any other artist, but when you go into a recording studio and you record your stuff, you just hope that it appeals to everybody, and you just hope and pray that everybody really likes it, and you hope that it's going to do well. We felt good about this album. I really like Tecnocumbia. Tecnocumbia was definitely different. I feel that if she would still be here, we'd be leaning more towards that type of style of cumbia. I think that Tecnocumbia shows what the future would have held for Celine y Los Dinos.
Amor Prohibido, I remember back, it came out in 1994. And for me, I mean, I really didn't notice the fact that the album, you know, back in the day had so many cumbias. Things were done differently before that, which was you would have only a couple of cumbias on an album and the rest would be, you know, rancheras or ballads or styles like that. And this one had a bunch of them. But for me, I mean, they were so progressive and just good arrangements that Abby and Rick did, and Peter, you know, him working with the guys and writing the lyrics that he was writing. I mean, these songs stood out from the other ones that, for me personally anyway, than any of the other groups that were out there doing this type of music. You couldn't really compare what ended up being the sound of Amor Prohibido. You could not compare that to anybody else. And a lot of that had to do with the way AB puts the songs together, and of course the keyboard sounds that he would use on this album. And speaking as a guitar player on this album is when I actually got to combine a lot of electric and acoustical guitar work together, you know, and just the whole Back in the Chain Gang from the Pretenders, you know, AB wanting to redo that one. Ideas like that were really exciting to me. And the album, I mean, it ended up being one of my favorite albums because of the songs that are on here, and of course, Selena's natural progression, you know, as a vocalist, her getting better with every album. And just when you think that you had heard it all, or that she couldn't really push it anymore, or that everything was fine the way it was, I mean, she'd just blow you away with some new ideas, you know, and then you'd play back the CD and notice right away the big steps that the band was taking, you know, from the last album to this one. But while you're doing it, you don't really look at things that way, or I don't personally, you know. I kind of just try and contribute what I can contribute to the song in the studio, you know, and just kind of help everybody along, be the backbone for that. There's a couple of songs on Amor Prohibido that I really, really like. One being Fotos y Recuerdos, which is Back on the Chain Gang from the Pretenders, because of, you know, the memories I had growing up with that song, and it being a rock song and us being able to convert that into a cumbia. That was one of the reasons that that's my favorite. And also Bitty Bitty Bom Bom. I mean, it just seemed to happen so easily for everybody in the band to kind of come up with that. I remember we were doing a live show, and I had just gotten this new wah pedal, Crybaby. And we were going to do one of our songs. It was in one particular key, and we were switching over to do the next song, and I just started playing that riff with the wah pedal, and Abby just kind of shot me this look like, you know, I could tell that he liked it. You know, we did that a lot on stage, and a lot of times he'd look at me like, hey, calm down, you know. But this one he gravitated towards, and I mean, he made an incredible arrangement out of it and wrote an awesome song with the help of Pete and Selena as well. I think she had written that song and had some English lyrics going for it live that she would sing. And Peter, of course, took it and wrote some awesome lyrics in Spanish. Yano, I remember AB coming to me when we were living practically next door to each other, and he asked if I'd be interested in doing a rock track. And there was this song that he had written that I think his plans were to do it conjunto style. And in typical AB fashion, approached me with this idea of making it a rock song, like literally the night before we went in to record Amor Prohibido, start recording the album there at the studio. So I remember Rick Vela and I, we stayed up all night coming up with the drum sounds and the, you know, programming the pattern for it and actually structuring the song. And I couldn't believe that he was giving me the the opportunity to just kind of go in there and, you know, I mean, he lent me his direction and his ideas and things like that, of course, but to let me just kind of have fun with the song and layer my guitars on there and do what I guess my background being rock. He thought that maybe it would be a good idea. We just happened to do it like that. And when it came down to crunch time in the studio, it was kind of a, let's see what happens, you know, see if he's going to like it. And sure enough, I mean, it was good enough for AB. The Amor Prohibido video was filmed in Joshua Tree National Park, I believe is the name of the place that we did it, and which is basically out in the middle of nowhere. I remember Selena and I getting picked up, and I mean, we didn't stay very far from the location where we shot the video. So needless to say, the hotel was in the middle of nowhere as well. But I mean, it was a real exciting time, you know. We weren't really used to doing videos on that scale. I remember her being really excited to go, and I mean, Selena loved acting and just the whole arts in general, you know, of course her singing, but acting as well. You know, she had started doing acting in Mexico and soap operas and things like that, and in her video she did a lot of acting, and Amor Prohibido was no exception to that. You know, we were out there from sunrise to sunset and just doing take after take after take, and I remember looking at the monitor, you know, and what they were filming and seeing how beautiful it was going to come out. And I just really couldn't wait for everybody else to see it, you know, especially her dad and AB and Suzette and her mom, because, I mean, you know, as it was going down, I wish I could have, you know, called them and said, man, y'all got to see how it's coming out. And she's looking really good. And, you know, I mean, it just came across really well on screen. When she was picking her clothes to do the video to get ready to fly out, I remember her going through the closet, and there was no shortage of clothes or shoes with her, you know. And then I remember her turning around and looking at my side of the closet, and I was like, what is she doing, you know? She started going through some of my shirts, and sure enough, she pulled some out and put them with hers and ended up wearing one of these red shirts that I had gotten from the mall. It, you know, in that video when she's wearing the red long-sleeve shirt and she's got it tied up on the bottom, that's one of my shirts.
Amor Prohibido es la última producción en la cual trabajé con los Dinos. Este fue el último disco porque ya me había ido como solista. Amor Prohibido, el título del disco y el primer sencillo, si no me equivoco, es una canción que compuse junto con AB. Siempre tenía la inquietud de hacer un tema que hablara de relaciones y de más que nada diferentes clases sociales, que realmente pues no importa el dinero, si lo que importa es el amor, y básicamente es lo que habla la canción. Selena se identificó mucho con esta canción, igual que con todas las demás, pues veniendo de una familia humilde, de humildes principios, y pues llegando a una posición muy importante y pues muy fructífera. Y por eso yo creo que es una de mis canciones favoritas, y pues yo creo que de todos los fans de Selena. Biri Biri Bom Bom, Biri Biri Bom Bom, una canción que también fue una canción improvisada, podríamos decir. Fue improvisada porque realmente esta canción no hubo realmente una fórmula que siga escrita de una cierta manera, sino que simplemente Selena empezó a cantarla en el escenario un día. La empezó cantando realmente con palabras, cantando en inglés, que hablaba de pescados, y realmente fue inventando cualquier cosa para seguir cantando la canción mientras el grupo estaba marcando el tiempo. Y poco a poco cada quien fue integrándose en cierta forma hasta que realmente se formalizó, se hizo una canción realmente en el escenario improvisado. Entonces AB decide, o se le viene la idea de que lo que se está improvisando en el escenario, algo espontáneo, sería una buena idea para una canción. Y es donde nace la idea de hacer Biri Biri Bom Bom. Y fue cuando me presenta ya la canción o la melodía, que lo que estaba haciendo Selena. Y y empiezo a ponerle letra, pero ya en español. Y eso es cuando surge la canción de Selena y un servidor, Biri Biri Bom Bom. Y realmente fue algo muy especial porque yo muy pocas veces escribí con Selena, y esta es una de las canciones pues que yo creo tuvo más éxito. Y fue bien bonito colaborar, no nomás con ella, sino con todo el grupo, porque como te digo, fue algo improvisado, fue algo espontáneo. Tecnocumbia es otra canción en la que colaboré junto con AB nuevamente, siempre ideando hacer cosas diferentes. Decidí hacer una canción tecno, pero en estilo cumbia, y pues más que nada habla de un reventón. Yo creo que la interpretación que hizo Selena pues le dio mucha vida a esta canción, la forma en la que la cantó. Yo creo que empieza más o menos a hacerse la cumbia un poco pop con esa canción tecnocumbia. Es una gran influencia en mucha de la música que existe hoy, inclusive hasta de los Cumbia Kings, podríamos decir. Si una vez dije que te amaba, ahí me arrepiento. Son las palabras de la canción. Si una vez. Es una canción que colaboré también junto con AB. También nuevamente AB tiene la idea de hacer una canción con mariachi, una cumbia al estilo de mariachi. Y donde surge la idea de hacer este tema. La letra, pues, por una razón u otra, yo siempre he escrito canciones, o la letra que le he puesto a las canciones. Tengo más facilidad de componer canciones de desamor que de amor. Yo creo que ese es uno de los grandes temas de Selena, donde pues se habla del desamor. Y no sé por qué se me facilita más hablar de cuando estoy dolido, de cuando estoy enamorado. Y yo creo que es un ejemplo bueno en Si Una Vez. Yo creo que este disco realmente es donde Selena se demuestra ya como artista, aunque ya tenía mucho éxito antes de esta producción. Pero realmente en este disco todas las canciones son diferentes, pero hay algo que las une a todas, que es el estilo que ya había creado Selena, la forma en que cantaba, en la forma en que interpretaba. Y por supuesto, también la forma en que los Dinos ya se habían convertido en una institución, en una fábrica de canciones, podríamos decir, porque ya no importaba el estilo que saliera la canción, ya llevaba el sello de Celina y los Dinos.
Amor Prohibido, we were on a deadline for that one. I guess we had slacked, I guess, and we had to put it together in, I guess, maybe a month, maybe less than a month, to write the songs and rewrite them and get all the arrangements together and then get into the studio and actually record it. I don't know how many days it took to actually record it. We usually pre-arrange everything, you know, we get the sequences together at home and then we dump a lot of that in the studio. But there's, you know, stuff that we have to re-record, obviously, so I don't remember how long it took. But I remember we were on a deadline, and I think me and Abby, I don't think we took our usual January vacation that year. We had to go on later. Now that I think about it, I think maybe the recording took maybe a week, you know, with music and vocals and all. Well, for me, I think this is probably the best album that we did. The songs were more progressive, you know, we had, I guess, grown more, learned a little more. We didn't stick to the regular formula. We tried to do newer stuff. So, I mean, well, I think that overall, this album is my favorite. As a whole, not just one particular song. Probably El Chico del Apartamento 512 is probably the one that was least Tejano, I guess. Because we used more the South American rhythm to get a different sound. The only video that we were on was the No Me Queda Más, just in the one scene in the train station. Me and Joe got put behind curtains behind the little orchestra that they put together. The way they set up the train station, it looked like something else completely. I remember it was very rainy that night, I think. There was a big storm that night. Did I think at the time that we were creating a new style? I don't know. It's just because I tend to get used to things real quick. So I thought, eh. But, you know, we could all tell that it was something different. Like the Fotos y Recuerdos songs, we got it from the, where did we get it? Oh, the Pretenders. And AB adapted it as a cumbia. You know, not a regular cumbia. It had the nice little guitar riff and the little strings. And, it ended up sounding real pretty. That's the one that they woke me up early in the morning because we hadn't gotten a license on it. They put me on three-way. I was asleep, and they called me, I don't know what time, it must have been about 9 in the morning, and I was still asleep, and they called panicking that we hadn't gotten a license for Fotos y Recuerdos because it was originally a Chrissy Hynde song, and we hadn't gotten any sort of clearance, and they called, and, well, where did you get the clearance? We said, well, we didn't know, So they made me write down all the new words, write a translation so that whoever it is that was going to give us the clearance would know what the song was about. And they were panicking because the song was already, I mean, because the album was already being pressed, the artwork was done, and we hadn't even gotten clearance for the song. So, but yeah, everything came out okay. The Universe was pretty cool because we incorporated the mariachi thing in there. Instead of a regular guitar background, we used the vihuela and the guitar in the back, and a real mariachi trumpet player, and to get that mariachi film, but with a cumbia beat. And I think maybe that's one of my favorite songs on the album.
Para los fanáticos de Celina y los Dinos, esto que se está haciendo de 20 años de música de Celina y los Dinos es algo que es una labor de amor. Lo estamos haciendo para todos los fans, los fanáticos de Celina, para todos los coleccionistas, y los invitamos que lo escuchen.